Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to an episode of The Viewpoint. It's your girl, Nora Natish. I'm sitting down with Brooks Warren. He is an all-star in the sports world. He is a writer. He is he has his own podcast. He is a busy man. Brooks, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm glad to be here. I'm excited.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you here. So I'm really, 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 really excited because y'all, he's in DC just like me. So hey, DC in the house. So we're at the Brooks. Sorry. Brooks, let's dive into it. Tell us, how did you get into the sports industry?
Okay. So basically growing up, I always loved sports. And I discovered that I really liked writing. So I figured, you know, why not combine the two and make a career out of it? So that was my decision coming out of high school. I really didn't pursue it like I thought I would until I was about 20, 21 years old. And that's when I started, you know, writing about Wizard games and UMD games. And then I got pursued by somebody else who saw my Wizard stuff. And he said, you know, I really like what you're doing here. Would you be interested in doing high school stuff? You know, going to high school football games, going to high school basketball. I said, sure, yeah, let's do it. Did that for a couple years. Unfortunately, that site is out of business now, just out of, you know, business reasons, of course. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing my own thing for a little while with the Hot Media, doing, again, high school basketball. Of course, you know, you're from the DC area, so you know just as well as I do that we have inarguably the best high school basketball in the country.
You know, with the from New York, but I live here now. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, then that's a whole different conversation then. I'm just gonna stand on it. I think we have the best high school basketball in the country.
No, you guys do. You're right.
I did that for about another 2 years. Went to college. I'm a graduate from Towson University last semester. And started doing their school paper, the Tyler Light. Worked for the Sentinel, they represent Montgomery County and Prince George's County. And now, of course, they dissolved. So now I'm with Sports Post, who covers NBA, NFL, high school, college in the area. And I'm also with the Press Box, who represents Baltimore. And I'm doing college stuff over there. So kind of like an overview of my career so far.
That is amazing. So when you started writing for high school basketball, how did that feel? Like going from just someone was interested to now that people are asking to do this, like contracting to write for them. How did that feel?
That was absolutely amazing. Because, you know, I'm doing it. I was doing it as a passion, like, I can't wait to, you know, finally be paid to do this. I'm enjoying seeing the media people like Capital Hoops, DMV Elite, Adam Ayalu from Prep Hoops, always catching up, always having a good time. And then I'm finally able to get paid. It's like, wow, you know, this is great. Now I'm actually getting paid to do what I want to do. Exactly. This is the best feeling. Unfortunately, it's not like the money that I would like to have, but you know, it's still money. It's still something that's feeding me. It's been a tremendous blessing.
And like you said, like, it's the first step into what you want to do. Like, all of us are trying to find our passion. And when you find your passion, you can get money behind it. I know that's exciting.
Facts.
So you say you also write for the Press Box. You, like, literally, you write for so many sites. How do you keep up with that?
So, well, it's just two sites as of right now. Just like you mentioned, Press Box.
Yes.
And the Sports Pulse. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of course, like, pitching, and then they pitch me stories. It's right now, of course, with the pandemic going on, things are really slowed down. So it's really just like a matter of your own ambition and your own, I guess, scooping ability to get stories. So that's been the whole thing for me, is just trying to be more proactive with that. Like I said, it's been kind of slow. Week, news year, whatever you want to call it. So it's really just my own ability to pitch and be ambitious with this, with the stuff I want to do.
So since you are a Wizards fan, and I think you're a Wizards fan based on what you write for the Wizards games.
Right.
What is, like, in your own sports analysis idea. Where do you think the Wizards are going to be next year? How do you think they're going to be?
That's a really good question.
I heard John Wall's better. He's about to be back, so.
Yeah, John Wall, I mean, you see him posting up videos of him working out. He got into trouble with one video. Now people are complaining about him playing spades on the interview, all of that. I mean, I'm excited to see what happens. First and foremost, you know, we're a team that I think can get to the second round. I think that's like the biggest hump to get over, because every year we've made the playoffs, we fall to, let's say, the Atlanta Hawks when Paul Pierce was there. Mm-hmm. We fall to the Celtics. We fall to the Cavs, whoever it may be. Like, this is a team that should be that could be a conference finals contender, but I'm not sure. I think it really depends on John Wall's health. Mm-hmm. He has to prove that, you know, for one, he's got a better jumper. I think that one of the videos that we showed on Twitter, it looked a lot more fluid for him. So I'm interested in seeing how that goes. And of course, can he delegate to Bradley Beal a little bit more? Because, you know, Bradley Beal, he's a 30-point-per-game scorer.
Yep.
The only 30-point-per-game scorer to not make an All-NBA or All-Star team like Adrian Dantley did back in the day. Totally, totally ridiculous. I don't like that. Then, of course, you have all these people saying they should go to the Lakers, you should go to the Clippers, blah, blah, blah.
If he goes to the Lakers, I'm not watching basketball anymore. I'm just over it.
Exactly. It's just like what the Warriors did with the packing and being a super team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just going to be really hectic. People are going to complain like they did with the Warriors. But other than those two, yeah, you have to figure out what Thomas Bryant can do. You have to figure out what we can do. You know, this is a two super old, not super old guys, but two older vets. And then you have a lot of youth. Mm-hmm. So what can they do along with John and Brad? But like I said, I'm really excited to see what they do, man. Who are you a fan of?
I am a sorry fan of the New York Knicks.
Oh. So
I'm a New York girl, born and raised. So I got my Giants, my Yankees, my Rangers, and my Knicks.
Man, that's...
I just ride.
Yeah, I mean, you're a good one. I can respect that. I don't know. I want to see the New York Knicks do well, man, because the
Thank
world
you.
Is a lot better when the Knicks can actually perform.
Oh, I do too. I really want us to do well. I want hope.
Exactly. Yeah, and it sucks that they can't get like the number one pick year in and year out.
You're telling me.
You think about Zion going there, and then people are talking about, oh, KD and Kyrie are going to go there.
Man.
And now, like, what, you guys have the fourth or fifth pick now?
I think it's the seventh pick.
Seventh pick? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's terrible luck.
Yep. It's just the life of a Knicks fan
at honestly.
This point. You are actually the first person I interviewed that actually got to work with a newspaper. Can you tell us about that? Because I, in my mind, that's a very cool job. So, you know, I did an undergrad, but still, that's very cool. Can you tell us a little about that?
So, yes. Excuse me. I've been able to work with two papers.
Oh,
the Sentinel.
Even cooler.
Yeah, the Sentinel, they were a local paper. Like I mentioned, they cover PG and Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really sad, the fact that a lot of local news is dying.
Yeah.
Because you need these people, you need these schools to be represented in the media. You need to be able to know what's going on in your county, because otherwise that's when a lot of the things, bad things that can happen, like, you know, never mind even just like taxes and whatnot and poverty, whatever it may be. That's when you see like the military, or not the military, but the police get like a lot more crazy with the military actions. You see other things going on. Schools can be defunded, whatever it may be. Like, you need people to know about these things. And for me, it was just, once again, it was a blessing, because I was able to actually go to, let's say, like Bowie, Paiso, whatever it may be, cover sports over there. But then I also see like a lot of the conditions of these schools, and I know that they can be better, because PG County is, I believe they are the richest black majority county in America.
That's what I was told.
I mean, it's really troublesome to me, the fact that they are that county. They have such an elite status, but then some of the schools are in such bad condition, or, you know, there's things that can be improved and they're not being improved. I think that's just like the sad state of our politics. Not to get too political, this is a sports politics.
No, you're fine. Trust me, I get political in here too, so you're good.
Yeah. So that's, once again, tremendous blessing. I loved doing that. I loved being able to just go wherever I wanted to go, cover games, talk to coaches, talk to programs. I wish that more people were able to subscribe to the paper so that it could still be alive. Mm-hmm. You know, and you never know. The Sports Pulse, I believe it will get bigger and bigger, and it'll be able to keep up the news with some of the PG stuff and MOCO stuff, but we need something more than just sports. You know, you need the governments, you need the politics, all of that to be covered. Yeah. And then at Towson, I worked for the Tower Light. I was a sports guy, so I was just covering the school sports. And again, students, you know, I'm only 24 years old, so I know
wow.
for a fact that that people my age, they're not going to be reading the paper like they could be. They're mm-hmm. getting all their news. We're getting all our news on Twitter.
Yep.
It's like, you know, you have like the Apple News app now. You know, it was, once again, like a really cool situation for me, being able to work for them. I know that it looks really good on your resume, so that was my main thing. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
No. Okay, cool. Like, and also, I didn't know you're 24. That's even cooler. So I would say, like, I would probably think younger people wouldn't read the paper as much, but the atmosphere of working in, like, working to create a newspaper is probably very cool.
Yeah, and it is.
I know I was in college, because I'm not that much older than you, but I was in college, like, working, like, with the school newspaper where I would see the kids do that. I thought it was really cool. I covered sports in college. I was able to do, I went to Xavier University.
Oh, okay.
And I was able to do some mic things. I was on camera a few times. I got to go to the games because I went from a cheerleader to now working the game.
Wow.
So
Double life.
Right? They had no idea. You wouldn't thought. But yeah, so like I got to do that part, which is why I love my podcast so much. I get to talk instead mm-hmm. of just, I started out as a writer, then I became podcast, so I think it's very cool, and I just love to hear other writers' experiences
for sure. And I just want to add one more thing too, and I don't know if it was the same case for you, but I mean, I grew up, like, if not daily, definitely weekly reading the Washington Post. Like, I would every week or every day I would read the style section for like the kids post stuff,
comics,
whatever was in the back of the paper, and then I would read the sports.
Yep.
So
it's for New York Post.
It's really funny to me that, like, it went like a complete 180 there, because, like, that was, I guess, like a seed planted in my mind of wanting to do that. And then now I'm doing online journalism. I'm doing like digital stuff along with like my newspaper pass. I think it's interesting how God puts those type of things into your life.
Exactly. Things that you don't think that are going to connect. But look, from a kid, you've been reading these newspapers, been reading the paper, period. And then now you're writing for different papers and writing for articles online. That shows that you were always destined to do this.
Yeah, I guess so.
I also want to ask you about the Hoop Media. I saw on your visuals, what I saw on your link tree. Tell us a little about that.
So previously it was just where I posted like a lot of my high school coverage, high school mm-hmm. and college coverage. And now it's like a YouTube thing. Now I'm able to just like post up interviews that I've done on Skype or Zoom. You know, I have like a hard drive with some high school basketball that I've covered, or not covered, but recorded, that I could put on there. Like last year, I got to go to the National Hoop Fest. I covered IMG playing PVI, one of the greatest atmospheres I've ever been. And I might post a video up that I put on Instagram, onto YouTube, whatever else I have in that hard drive I put up on YouTube and Instagram. But I guess it's really an avenue for me to, like, I guess, really just be in my bag and just show off what I can do and show off like my interview skills, all of that. It's just, yeah, like I said, that's another way to show off my skills.
Wow, that's so interesting. Because I know how huge basketball is in the DMV area, how I personally believe it's where a lot the best talent came from, a lot. Mm-hmm. All the different leagues, the different travel teams, the different coaching atmospheres. So the fact that you got to even just make a YouTube page about your different interviews and your own thing is a beautiful thing. I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you also tell me, since you know we're on a podcast and I see that you are part of the Hear Me Out podcast, what's that about?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you. that's probably like one of the best things I've ever done in my short life.
You still have so much more coming, Jess.
Yeah, God willing. So Hear Me Out podcast. That started the summer of 2017. Mm-hmm. And a high school friend of mine, high school acquaintance, I'll say first. He once again saw me doing like a lot of the Wizard stuff and the high school coverage, college stuff. He was like, man, I really like what you do. I told him the same thing because he did like some of his own podcast stuff at a community mm-hmm. college that we both went to. So we had like a mutual respect for each other doing that. We both brought up like doing the podcast together. It just never materialized until 2017 when I finally found myself at a point where I was able to do that, and it was really inspired by the unfortunate passing of a friend of mine. Thank you. Yeah, that's a whole different thing we can talk about later on. But
okay.
Yeah, his passing just like really inspired me to do this. I'm like, oh, I got to go harder with everything I'm doing, really fulfill my own potential. So I decided, let's go do this. At first, Hear Me Out podcast was a three-man team, and we were just doing sports. But then there's only like such a small niche that you can contain as an audience with mm-hmm. just sports. So we dived into pop culture and sports and music. And we interviewed a lot of rappers. We interviewed a lot of just creatives in the DMV area. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you know, we went through like several iterations of the podcast. So now it's just me and my co-founder, Pedro. And now we're doing, or not me and Pedro, it's me, Pedro, and Franco. And he covers progressive politics. And then me and Pedro, we're kind of like learning more about that, along with covering a lot of pop culture, sports, and politics. We've gone through a whole lot of transformations with that thing. And I'm glad and I'm blessed to say that Pedro's like one of my best friends and not one of my brothers. And hopefully, you know, we can continue to grow the podcast because we've had a lot of growth over the past couple months with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Just like subscriber growth, being able to once again like be in our creative bag and do different things. We're really on the upswing with Hear Me Out.
Well, I'm definitely gonna plug it. I'm definitely gonna tune in
because yes, please do.
I love the fact that it's a more diverse podcast. Like, you know, my podcast is all about sports. That's what it is. But I love that you guys have the politics side, the music side. I'm a huge music person. Like, music is the way I calm down in life. So sure. I'm definitely gonna tune into this podcast and I'm gonna spread it around for y'all for sure.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
So I'm the same for you as well.
Thank you. See, that's how we work. Supposed to help one another, that's how it be, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we gotta do that in the DMV, man. Unfortunately, the perception is that we're kind of like a crab in the barrel type of area, I guess you could say.
Look at you, 24. But, you already know it. Say it. Speak on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm finding myself having to disagree just because of like, of course, I'm here with you. I've been able to meet a lot of creative people, a lot of different types of artists, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's like a crab in a barrel type of thing. I think it's more just like wanting to put each other on, wanting to repost whatever it may be.
Yep. I agree with you on that. I think it's a lot of people not feeling don't want to put each other on, or the atmosphere is like that. It's like, I gotta take care of me.
Yeah.
But if we take care of we all get to elevate and move
exactly
forward.
Each one teach one.
Exactly. Wow, Brooks, my goodness, 24, I have all this wisdom. That's what's up.
Something like that, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, if you're talking to a 13, 14, 15, 16 year old person, and they like want to become a writer, like want to become a sports writer, want to get into the sports industry, what would you say would be a good starting foundation for that person?
Ooh, 13, 14 year old.
Yeah, like freshman high school, right? They're like,
that's a good question. I would say, from one, if your high school has a paper, join it, and you know, whatever you can do on your own, do it. That's how I did it. I know that's how a lot of people do it. You got to be able to gamble on yourself and have faith in yourself and your ability to write. You know, if you're a photographer, you got to be able to have confidence in yourself to shoot really good photos. If you do video, you know, you got to be able to show that you can get in your bag and get different types of shots and whatever it may be. So I would say, for one, believe in yourself and start off and be like a self-starter. And then from there, just attack. Keep posting. Keep telling people about your stuff, because that's how you grow and that's how you improve, because then people can critique you and you can know where to go from there. And then I would also say, as you grow older, like you're 13, 14 years old now. So let's say you're 16, 17. Apply for some internships. I know there's one kid that I met a couple summers ago. His name is Matt Cohen. He's at Indiana University now, and he's like a rising star. That kid is so talented. And he started off his own blog covering, once again, like high school and college stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can see this kid working for like a CNN or an NBC sports one day, just because he's so talented, like I said. He's so ambitious. He knows what he wants to do. And he started off as a young high school kid. So if you have the drive, you have the talent, combine the two, and you can reach incredible heights.
I agree 100%. And I believe that in all fields. Like, if you have the talent, you have the you're driven by it, you dream it, make it happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for that. So, Brooks, where do you think you're going next? Like, what's your next steps, you think?
Ah, man, God willing, man. You know, I would love to work for the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like any major online publication or newspaper place. I used to say I wanted to get to ESPN, but mm-hmm. honestly, I would love to be like I said, anywhere major. Get out of the area. It's not that I don't love home. I love Silver Spring. I love where I come from. Mm-hmm. But I'm at the point in my life right now where like I'm ready to just branch out, get out of my zone and just leave, because I know there's more to life than just Silver Spring, Maryland. So yeah, if I can get out of here, then I would love that. Or not if. Not let me not say if. Let me say when I get out of here.
There you go. Claim it when.
Exactly. Manifest. Yeah, it's just, you know, working somewhere major, working somewhere, or like help grow like a startup, whatever it may be. You know, be living on my own, having an apartment, all that good stuff, just like the simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I see myself.
Okay, that's what's up. And it's going to come. It's just going to, when it comes, you're going to be ready to rock and roll. That's the point.
For sure.
When it gets there, you got to make sure you're ready to move along with it.
And you can definitely be one of those people that can say,
yes.
I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, the pleasure is mine having you on my show. All my guests, they're a blessing to me. Thank you for blessing me with your friend. So, Brooks, where can people find you on social media? Because I'm going to definitely be telling people, but in case they miss it.
Okay, so Twitter and Instagram, it's Brooks, 3 O's, 2 K's, 3 S's. Yeah, I recently changed my ad name. I don't know why, but I just had I urge to do that.
So okay. Yeah,
follow me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Hop Media, and then Hear Me Out. I think it's Hear Me Out on YouTube. I have to check that out pretty quick. But Hear Me Out podcast on YouTube and stuff. But yeah, that's where you can find me. And I'll follow back as well.
I'll make sure I post you everywhere. I'll put you also on my Instagram as well. And yeah, we're going to get this up, okay? Because I know a lot of things will hopefully, when COVID's done, there's a lot of events in DMV where there's a lot of sports-minded people come together. I've been to several of them where a lot of the NFLPA people will come in and host things. So I will also reach out to you for those. So in case you just want to be, of course, in the room, you never know who you're going to be in that room. That's how I look at things.
Thank you so much.
No, that's supposed to do one another, okay?
Yeah, actually, I think that where we live in the DMV, you know, DC, Maryland, Virginia, mm-hmm. I think we live in like one of the greatest, not only sports areas, but then like media areas as well. Because for one, there's so much talent in this area, and we have so many people that can put us on, for one, that can help us get into different avenues, different opportunities. Like, we really just need to be able to connect with each other. Once again, we already harped on it, but yeah, being able to like put each other on, each one teach one, that type of thing. Like, there's no reason why we can't be like in Atlanta or in LA that we're collaborating, whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, we have the ability to do that. It's just a matter of like having the drive to do so.
No, you are 100% right. I cannot agree more. So that's what we're working towards, right? So we're that generation, because I'm not that old. So we're that generation that is going to definitely bring people together. So I'm here for that. Well, Brooke, thank you so much for coming on my show and taking time out of your very busy day to sit and talk to me.
Once again, thank you so much for having me. This was actually a blast. I loved having this.
Oh, great.
I don't get to be on too many podcasts or radio shows, so hopefully I can continue doing this.
Hold on, you will. This is step one. You'll be on a lot more, trust and believe.
For sure. We'll definitely get you on Hear Me Out and as
well. Look at that, y'all. I got invited on this pod. All right, guys. That's this interview. And keep up with the V Report, and I'll keep y'all updated.
All right.